The mean, the space, the two lines with the ear in between. I do mehain v'layaviron. It means just the two lines without the space. Hain v'avir meshpam says shir ksivas hashitun v'yavacholak bentayim nifsol avapochus mikanen nifsol. That you have to have hain v'avirin means the two lines of the writing and the space in between of the writing. They can't like write one on top of another. You have to have a little bit space in between. Or dilma may be hain v'avirin. It's enough to possibly you have the space of two writing lines even without the space in between. Some Rav Nachman by Yitzchok mistavras svaris to hain v'avirin. It's only possible if you have left over enough space there for two writing lines and the space in between. The Sakotat, if you're going to think, Hain, Veloyaviron, that the Locher is them, without the space in between them, Hain, Veloyaviron, so Shito Achaz, Veloyaviro, Lamai Chazo, listen, one row, without any space in between, what can you do there? You can't do anything with it. If you're going to write there, it's going to bump into the top line. Ela, Shmamina, Hain, Veloyaviron, Shmamina. Elamah for sure means we're talking about now when you're leaving over a line, space that you could write on, and also the avir, the ear in between. Shamina hein v'yavirin shmamina. Talmud Gemara says Reb Shabsai Omar Mishmei Dechizkiyo Shnei Shitin Shomru. That we say leave over two lines. The shtar is possible between the shtar and the edim. Biksav yedei edim. We're talking about two lines of the way the Edim signed. For loy ksav yidei sefer. And not the way the sefer writes. When Stama sefer writes bigger, so they don't need the spaces of the sefer's writing, but rather the size of the Edim. My time, what's the reason? To chol ha-mazayif, whoever goes to Eron and writes some forgery in the shtar, lav lagav v'safer ozel. Mazayif, he doesn't go to a sefer, he doesn't have a special writing of a cipher. It's a normal person's writing. So just like the Edim, that's a normal signature, that's the type of two lines you need to be left over that should become possible. For Kama, how much is this? For Kama, like how long are these two lines? For Kama, Om Rav Yitzchok Bar Elozer Kogoyin Leich Lecho Ze Agav Ze. You write it one on top of another. The words Leich Lecho, even though it's a long, it's a Lamed and a long Chof, that's how much you have to have in between one and the other. So Rashbam explains that Lo Yosilef Lugia the Chizki is not coming to argue on Chizkiya. Elavada Biksavi the Yedim Mishairin Ksiva Shnei Ashitin. Robos Biksav of the Yedim. Yeah. Cholak Vadayin Sorech Avir Ben Shit Lishit Movad Uve Yaksiva Kedei Shelo Yeshna Shnei Nelecho Bishnei Ashitin. Pashtoy Giya Meshach Goiva Halamid Shelochoa Tachton Lagia Bechof Shelocho Elyon Tozimnun Dimanadir Babahadia Dodi. So I guess that's how spoy they have to be in between one another. Even they have Lech Lecho, that the top Lamid should not hit the bottom Chof. So Gemara says Almo Kesava Shnei Shitini, two lines, V'yabu Avirin. Bazamish is like four spaces in between, because the Lamed goes up one, and the Chof goes down one. So it's like four spaces in between. Ravacha Barami Mishmed Ulu Amar could go in Lamed Milamalo, the Chof Milamato. You have a Lamed on top and a Chof on the Mato. So kids, then it's enough three spaces. Al Muksova, Shnei Shitin Ushloish Avirin. In other words, it's just two extra Avirs like. One upwards for the Lamed and one downwards for the Chof. That's enough the space. Then the two writings. Yes, that's called Kesava Shnei Shitin Ushloi Shavirin. Rabbi Avu Amma Kogoyin Boruch Ben Levi Bishitu Achas. That's enough. Kesava Shitu Achas Ushnei Avirin. One line and the two spaces in between. The Navi Mor says Omar Rav Loishonu Ela Ben Edim Liksav. When do we say if there are two extra lines that it's possible? It's only between the Ksav of the Shtar and the Edim. Avu Ben Edim Liashroso. Let's say on the bottom when they sign a hint pick that the Bezdin signed that the Shtar is good, even though there are more than two spaces between the Edim and the Ashrosim. Even though there are a lot of lines left over, still the Maisa the Shtar is kosher. So Mara says, why? Why do we say between the Shtar and the Edim that it's possible? Dil mizayif v'kosif madaboyi v'chasi misadi, and the Edim signed in. Like we're afraid maybe the person will add in those two lines what he wants added in conditions that weren't there before the Edim signed. If so, ben Edim liyashrosanami, after the Edim signed, and then there are a few line space between where the henpik, where the Bezdin signs on it later, saying we know the Shtar is good, Nami Mizayif Akosov. Why are we afraid also? Maybe they'll add on things over there, and it looks as if the best in the sign that was ever say was written there is good. Madaboy Bechasim Misadi. The Gemara says the Matayilei. We're talking about that space is like dirty. There are spots there. Since there are spots there, therefore we're not afraid he'll come to eat on. So Shbam says, Kolaymar. We're talking about that space anyway, is blotted out with ink. There would have been two spaces, two lines empty of clear paper, then it would be possible. Here we're talking about that it's blotted out, that it's not clean, it's dirty, it's matushtisht. Yeah, Gemara says, if so, the same thing then. So what's the difference between the Shtar and the Edim and the Edim and the Ashrosa? If he's saying it's dirty there, so even between the Shtar and the Edim also you can't write in over there. So as the Amr say like this, Sadi at Yusuhu, the Chasimi, that maybe over there we're afraid the Edim was the ones that made it dirty. So if we're afraid to say, so Rashi, like the Shbam says, "At Yisrael Chasimi, Ployika Ben Ashtak, Nemi Nebegit, and Chashin Neshema, Ashilas Sholem Shekosa Vishtach Chosma, Vloy Ikra Shoshtar, Chnami Kemi Demafneinu At Atayish Bidyoy VeNimchak, Teishle Chashtostu BeBaal Ashtar." So maybe we're afraid that they themselves did it, like the person himself he ate it in, and then he himself made it black, he himself made it dirty. So therefore we're afraid still he could be Mizayif, he could add in some more conditions into the Shtar the way he wants. Samara says, Ben Edim Ashroshanami, if so, between the Edim and the Ashrosim, where the Bezdin signs also, Nami Amrin, let's say, Bedina to Yusuhu, to Chasimi, that maybe the Bezdin signed when it was already blotted out. And therefore maybe now we'll come to add in more things there. Gemara says no. Beidina tiyusa lechasimi, that Bezdin will not sign if there's blotted there. If there's dirty spaces there, Bezdin will not sign. Hashbam says Mashani beidina tiyusa in darkum lachtim, avaleidim akol mitzuyim lachtim afili amoritz fiyasta michtam atiyusa. Afraid of Edim, they don't know. Edim could be anybody. So Edim may sign on the blotted. So if even though it's blotted, still we have to be afraid. Maybe they'll add something in between the lines. For the Gemara v'lecha, still why are we afraid? Dil megay is leili loi, may be cut off something from top. O mochek lei litiyuta, and he erased the spotted out things. The cost of madaboyi umachtim sadi, and then he erased him signing on the labadim. So still we should be afraid. Hashbam says, "V'nechesh du magayis le'lishtari oyin legamer, maybe cut off the top star, or mochet le'lituta, and he erased what was blotted out. The cost of who, and he wrote down what he wanted. The halvos of yedav mizufim al mechak, and he had edim false edim sign on the mechak, and on the bottom of that was a henpik of bezdin. So still, why are we afraid that how could he use such a star like this?" Maybe he erased the top and wrote in other things. The V'yomer Rav, shtar ha-bohu v'yedem on ha-mecha kosher. V'yav shtar that's written both the shtar and the yedem on the mecha, on the erased part, it's like a kosher. See, we have to be afraid that he erased it. So why is it kosher? Shtar bohu v'yedem on ha-mecha is kosher. So Gemara says it depends. Honich, this is good. Honich, l'rav. Honich,